You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, February 27th, episode 3894, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
Well, today we're going to finally continue with breeds of the alphabet. I got somebody to do an O. We're going to do the Oldenburg today. Jan Vanover from Maplewood Warm Bloods is going to join us today. Thank you, Jen, for saving the day, because I've been trying to get somebody to talk about the letter O forever. So we're going to get past that hurdle today. Today, I also wanted to let everybody know that we are actually recording this on Thursday for Friday's show because we had obligations tomorrow morning. And then I only have one more question. Well,
I'm glad we're recording it today. It's so convenient considering I got about 4 hours of sleep last night. Okay. He's here.
Yay! He's I got a here. Text at 12:30 last night.
He's so sweet and so pretty. Oh, I woke up this morning and Chad's like, "You look different." And I'm like, "I know. My I have that stupid Oura ring that I wear, and yesterday gave me 3 alerts like you are
go to the hospital. ER.
You need to go to the doctor." Yeah, so here's what of course every single day they've been telling me, but the guy actually called, well, I called him 16 times and he finally answered and he was like, "He'll be there in the afternoon." I was like, okay, cool. So I had a dentist appointment that I booked 9 months ago that I had to cancel because the horse is going to be here. Horse didn't come. So canceled the appointment. Then I told you guys I had a movie to go to take Lucas to last night. And then I got a call at like 6 and they were like, he's going to be there in 5 hours. 5 hours. And I was like, oh, great. Well, at least he's coming. And he told me the small town in Texas they were driving from. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, we can go to the movie. So I go to the movie. We sit down in the theater and I get a call. We'll be there in an hour and a half. Son of a... So then I had to Uber home from the movie. Oh, I was God. Like, I'll catch you guys later. I have to go. So I get in an Uber and I Uber myself to the half an hour home from this theater.
Yeah, that was like $50. There.
Uh-huh. And I get there and that son of a gun did not show up until midnight.
That's afternoon in their mind, I guess.
Yeah, like, I guess so.
It was somebody's afternoon.
I could have stayed at the movie. I could have gone out for drinks afterwards.
Now you have to wait 9 months to go to the dentist.
Yeah, exactly. My next, I rebooked the appointment. It's for May.
Yep.
My teeth fall out. Y'all know why.
Okay, the important question. Was the horse in one piece?
Okay, so here's the thing. They pull up. And it's probably like, it seems like a 10 to 12 horse slant load. So, but like the airflow, you know, the top where the air goes through it. So it wasn't going to be super hot. So they pull up and I'm like, oh my God, there's a horse in there freaking out. And I was like, oh God, please don't be him. Please don't be him. Please don't be him. And he was in the last stall. So, and again, non-native English speakers.
And this
very
is a slant
nice.
Load. These were box stalls. These were slant loads.
These are not box okay. stalls. I'm horrified, but it is over. He's here. So there's a horse in the back one just freaking out. Like Pine and Chad was like, is that yours? And I was like, I hope not. So they open the back and they unload on the road. Okay, on the road. I have like a little grass easement and the street. And they unload at midnight on the road the most jacked up stallion, Andalusian stallion I have ever, I mean, he is, they're like, can we tie him to your fence? And I was like, no. Chad was like, that fence is not strong enough. So they made one guy hold him. This horse like gallop circles around him while
did
then
Chad
had
have a horrified
unload.
Look on his face the whole time till
I don't know. It was completely dark. I have no idea, but he was like, no, don't tie him to the fence. You want to tie this crazed freaking out stallion without a fence around him to the, so he's like, nope. It's like, hold him. And then they've got to get another horse out. And so two partitions further was another horse who was also not mine, who was also a stallion. And they bring that guy out. I'm like, what? Where are these bands of like hauling Andalusian stallions? Like you never know who you're driving by, right? So they bring that stallion out and he's not freaking out as much, but they bring him out and they tie him to the side of the trailer. So one stallion galloping in circles around with this guy over here, one to the right side of me who is tied to the trailer, snubbed up, and then they go two more partitions up to get my horse who's there. And I'm like, I'll get him. They're like, no. So they got him out and brought him in. And of course, like with the stallion galloping around and the other horse pawing tied to the trailer, he like comes out of the trailer like a monster, like leaps off the ramp. It's like, like Winnie, I should have recorded those Winnies for the birthday Winnie. He was screaming. He's got his little sling schlong hanging out like he's ready to hit the town. That's an official term, by the way, schling schlong.
So well, it won't get us flagged, probably.
They bring him out, and I'm like, right to the barn. So this guy holds him, and he's wearing like a rope halter that is very frayed, and the lead rope they have is like boat line, like not even a rope, and it's just a plastic rope tied to this halter. They bring him into this stall. I was like, just put him in here. He's screaming and running. All my other horses are in the pasture whinnying. Everybody, because there's a galloping stallion yeah. in the road. Yeah. Whinnying and screaming.
Your neighbors loved you last night. Hanging out. That neighbor that hates you already was calling the police.
Oh, yeah. And they love me more because I built that covered arena. So it's like super love all over the place here. So then I get him in the trailer and I go out to, and I'm like counting $20 bills because I'm not going to give him a credit card. I'm doing cash, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like counting 20s with Chad holding up his cell phone flashlight so I can like do this deal in the middle of the street at midnight. I'm counting out 20s for this guy who like does his, and I was like, I need paperwork. And he was like, what's your WhatsApp? And I was like, of course it's WhatsApp. Why wouldn't it be WhatsApp? You're going to WhatsApp me. So anyway, he WhatsApps me the Hoggins and Hells certificate. Then they have to reload the galloping stallion who shockingly jumped right in.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I cannot believe these horses loaded. Like and it was the last partition on this long ass trailer. So he jumps in the back. I was like, how is this possible? Anyway, so I go back in the barn and the dude is drinking. He poops and he goes and eats his hay. And immediately calmed down. Now, I would like to say that I only showed a picture of his face because his body is disgusting. He has mud that I guess because he left California, they didn't groom him before,
been, what,
after
four
that
days
rainstorm.
Or 5 days, right?
Yeah, so he's been in this disaster area for 5 days. And so he is so, like, I even went in the stall and started brushing him, and he was like leaning into it. And he was like, thank you. That feels so good. And then I go to brush the part. It was like rubbing I had my hands on gloves, rubbing those on pavement. And I was like, okay, you're getting a bath tomorrow. Cause it's supposed to be like 75 degrees today. So I get to give him a bath, and oh my God, he's so sweet and he's so pretty and he takes really good selfies and he's just awesome. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I haven't been excited about buying a horse forever.
Is he horse husband approved?
Oh God, my husband loves nothing more than a buckskin of any kind, you know? So he's like, and I was like, not only did I get my dream Andalusian pony, I also got a buckskin that you're going to love. Like, oh God, he's so pretty.
And then, yeah. You know, he looked at the other two and went, oh, we got a good deal. I got a good deal with this one.
They bring that one out. And of course he's this big white stallion, you know? And I was like, I want that one, you know? And then 2 minutes later, I'm like, never mind.
Well, I am so happy you got this horse. This was a nightmare.
Again, I did not plan to provide a month of content on buying one horse and shipping it here. I'm tired of having stories. I'm going to have no more stories ever because this is going to be the most perfect
angel. I assume now the next thing is, he's got to be in quarantine, right? Because he was in with all these other horses.
He's got his own stall. And then once I get done with the show, I'm going to go down and put him in my new covered round pen and he's going to live in there. So we have, I don't know what is going to happen.
Snip, snip.
Oh, yeah. As my vet was like, let's give him a little time.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Let him settle day before.
Yeah. And there's no mares on my property. And he's actually really sweet. And I've ridden him. You know, he's a very good boy. So, if he can do what he did last night, it's just shocking. It was shocking to me. And there was more Andalusian stallions on the trailer and they just split them a partition apiece. I was like, oh my God, why is everything a stallion?
And in case you're all wondering why they were unloading in the road, is that truck would not fit in Jamie's driveway. It wasn't going to happen.
I didn't know what was going to happen, but because the semis, the tractor trailers, I just tell them to pull over because we have this huge grass easement in front of our property. And I was like, clearly they're going to pull over in the road. Nope. They just stopped on the street. I was like, thank God nobody drove by. But yes, whinnying, galloping, screaming. The horse ran out on the road at one point. Like he's lunging it and it's like on the pavement. I'm like, oh God, let's just give me my horse.
When your neighbor that hates you, that lives right by your arena, decides to move because they're sick of you, you need to buy that house.
I told Chad, I'm like, we're buying that house because I'm not. I already said that. Like, we could just rent it out. So somebody would like.
Yes. It's the worst person. I am so happy you got this pony. Now on Monday, we'll hear all about, actually, you have spent more than 5 minutes with it last night at 1 a.m.
So. I know. Oh, God. But he's so pretty. He's so sweet. I mean, he's a disaster. Like, he is a muddy, disgusting mess. And they keep their hair braided and he's got this really long mane. And what they do is they braid it and then there's electric tape around it. So, I've got to figure out how I'm going to get. I don't even know. You know what? One thing at a time.
We used to use that too. that for braids. Well, we had name suggestions from the auditors. We'll do that later in the show, okay? We'll see what they came up with and see if any of them will be a keeper. We'll find out. In the meantime,
I do have something special for you later, Glenn. I was sent it's an ad off Craigslist and it is somebody looking for love. And the great thing is they live in Oklahoma. And the even greater thing is, you know how Craigslist does that little circle of location for where things are? It's in Norman.
Well, how about we do that at the end of Really Bad Ads today?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the end. The end. We don't want to lead with this.
All right, let's do some daily whinnies. And my computer's thinking. Okay, so Wednesday we did this. One of the nice auditors named Lisa actually works with AI and did a bunch of AI happy birthdays. And I played one of them on Wednesday. And I will say, judging by the comments in the auditor room, it was not a hit.
And judging by the comments of your co-host, it was not a hit.
Well, you think you hated Wednesdays. Wait till you hear today's.
Happy, happy birthday to the following auditors.
Oh, I just went back to immediately was transported to when I was 21 working in the nightclubs in Atlanta. Exactly where I just went. Club 1150 Friday night. Be there.
Nicole Mauser Storer, happy birthday to you. It's the only one this weekend. Nicole, we hope you have a terrific weekend. And I have a second Daily Winnie, and that's to
us. No more birthdays.
I have a second Daily Winnie, and that's to us. Let's give ourselves a hand. Applaud.
I don't know why.
And that's because Edison Research did their latest survey. It's called the Share of Ear Study. It studies what people are listening to audio. And it was released February 25th. And for the first time in the history of podcasts, we have officially taken over traditional AM and FM talk radio as the dominant spoken word audio medium in the United States. More people.
Fucking Star 94!
More people listen to podcasts than radio the first time. So we're happy.
I just feel like I'm like always ahead of the game. Like, yes. You know?
Yeah. In our case, I'm we were 15 years ahead of the game. So, they now estimate that there are now 115 million weekly podcast listeners in the United States. And you'll never guess which genre still leads the way.
Well, before you tell me what genre, because I'm pretty sure it's like a very niche group of equestrian.
Yeah, no, we're not on the list, actually.
So when I said I left radio for podcasts, you know, I made a lot more money in radio. Yeah. So is that going to switch?
No kidding. We made a lot more money in everything.
is it going to switch now where like the money in regular radio not in, is
yes,
going to filter?
I will switch if you start doing a true crime podcast because they're the leader. It's not horses.
She was laying on the bank.
Yes.
Her hand.
19% of all downloads now are true crime. But surprisingly, that's not number one. And this surprised me because I don't listen to any of these. News remains the number one genre. News podcast, 25% of all podcast downloads. I wonder if that includes like NPR and stuff. Because, you know, they get a ton of downloads, you know, so I think that's probably where. But horses, no, you're not going to make that kind of money. However, true crime.
So wait, hold on. 25% was news, 19% true crime, 17 horse talk.
Nope, we weren't on the list anywhere.
Oh,
anywhere.
Come on.
No. Sports was on the list. But in the sports category, you got to remember there's football and baseball and soccer. So we're way down the list.
We only talk about one sport. Yeah. Okay. They talk about all of them.
All right. Let's.
Or maybe they're talking about us too. Maybe we're in the sports podcast.
We are classified as a sports podcast, but no, they're not. We're not on the list.
Fine. I'm done. Okay. I'm done. I don't have anything to say. I just talked for 5 minutes about. Okay. yeah. Here we go. I'll give it to Ginger for meeting me out there at midnight going through all this garbage with me. Because here's the fun part. Ginger, secretly, she's a redhead. You would never know it. She's fluent in Spanish. Like, fluent! So I was like, I want you out there and I want you to hear what they talk crap about me.
Oh, and after all the texts you sent, I bet you they did too.
Oh,
they talked a lot of crap about you.
They are so glad to have my horse off their trailer. Oh, do you have a hard keeper or a performance horse that needs to gain weight while staying calm? Maybe a senior horse who just can't maintain his condition? Or are you looking to keep your mare or stallion in top breeding shape? No, castrated. Or do you have a growing horse predisposed to orthopedic issues? Equine nutritionists recommend high quality fat for healthy calories. That's why they formulated Equijoule Stabilized Rice Bran. It features all natural ingredients that are high in healthy fats and fibers and low in starch. Equijoule helps maintain weight for hard-to-keep horses and those with high energy demands like equine athletes, broodmares, breeding stallions, and growing horses. To learn more, visit kppusa.com. And on a side note, they pretty much sell this stuff at every feed store. Like, it's awesome. Like, you can just walk in and buy a bag of KPP. I keep this for all the thoroughbreds that are here. It's a stabilized rice bran. It's called Equijoule. Check it out.
It's time for Breeds of the Alphabet. From Arabians to zebras, we take you on an adventure, highlighting a breed for every letter of the alphabet. Can we do it? Stay tuned in 2025 and find out.
I am so excited that we are continuing Breeds of the Alphabet with the Oldenburg. And we have Jen Vanover. She is the owner of Maplewood Warm Bloods. And your farm is in New York. You're down in Wellington now, right?
Yeah, Middletown, New York. So it's about an hour and 15 minutes northwest of New York City. But from January through probably the first week of April, we'll be in Wellington, Florida.
Are most of your sales done in Wellington when you're down there?
No, not at all. Quite the opposite. Most of our sales are done in New York. I've just found in Florida that it is a little bit of giving pony rides and not a ton of serious buyers because there's just so many horses in a small space that people just travel around trying horses. And, you know, when I'm in New York, I feel like, you know, when people come there, they're serious because they're you know, it's a
commitment.
It's just us. It's a commitment. Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. So,
yeah, but it's, you know, organic sales do happen down here for sure. You know, it's not that I'm opposed to a sale. I just don't come here to push them.
So Maplewood Warm Bloods, what do you guys, what's your operation?
Well, obviously we're into Oldenburgs, but it doesn't mean that we're exclusive to that. But yeah, we have 40 horses total. I just did my taxes, so that's how I know exactly what I have.
Yeah, inventory.
That's really the only time I know. That's when I have to do inventory, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, and it's kind of, you know, it's 20 years. This is our 20-year reunion coming up here in April in New York. I started in Michigan and then moved out there. So that's kind of exciting. And it's really, you know, I'd actually love to hear other people's thought on what Maplewood is, because I've spent 20 years really trying to make it something different, that it's not just a breeder and that it really truly is about the horse. So I kind of feel like more of a curator in an art museum than I do being the lead or the face of Maplewood. You know, I really try to make sure that the horses are at the forefront and that they're the focus of any media attention or anything like that. So you rarely see photos or videos of me, and none of the interviews I do are ever, I like this or I like that or go me. You know, it's really for me about the horses and that the business and the brand represents and celebrates the horse.
Well, you'll be happy to know that every guest I have on the show, I run a background check on. With AI now, that's easier. And I found all glowing praise of you. I couldn't find one negative comment, and I looked.
Oh, that is so creepy, dude.
I do it. We have to do it with breeders, and we have to do it with rescues and things like that, because I can't have people on that have a bad reputation, right?
Of course.
So, you've passed with flying colors. No problem there at all.
So. What does it say about me? I'm frightened. I don't want to know. Never mind. Sorry I ask. Go ahead.
All right. We do have you on to talk about Oldenburg. So tell us a little bit about the history of the Oldenburg.
Well, by no means a history buff, but I do know a little bit about the very beginning. I know in 1820, which is a really long time ago, in Germany, of course, that the first mandatory stallion licensing took place. And so that was kind of where, I guess, you know, they decided, hey, we better start monitoring the quality, or, you know, really starting to get organized here. And, you know, things moved apparently really slowly, because then in 1861, they finally established a sort of a stud book. And it was, you know, I use that term very loosely, because it wasn't until 1897 that they actually introduced a breeding association. And, you know, here, obviously, we think of Germany as split up into East and West, but then it was split up into North and South. As far as the horses go, I don't know politically how that worked, but as far as horses go, it was North and South. And so then 1923 became more the modern organization that we recognize today, which is the Oldenburg Horse Breeders Association. But, you know, I found it really interesting that it really took 100 years from the first inspection of stallions until they had a formal organized book, you know. So I thought that was really interesting how long that took.
And they really started out
that's
as
the basis of...
They started out, as I understand it, as carriage and farm horses back in the day.
Carriage, farm horses, police horses, military horses, you know, as same as in dressage in general, those were military patterns.
Have you ever had one of them DNA tested? I read, I don't know if this is true, that there is Frisian ancestors in there. Have you ever done that to see what ancestors are in your horses?
I haven't from that perspective. Okay. Obviously, we have to do hair tests for, you know, for genetics, right, but not so much. And I've obviously done it for disease and color and things like that, but not as far as, you know, like the dogs where they say it's, you know, 40% pit bull or something like that. So no, I haven't gone down that hole yet. But yeah, I've heard of just about anything popping up. You know, I suppose it's similar to people.
Well, obviously,
it wouldn't surprise me at all.
We know them today for dressage, show jumping, eventing, driving. They still obviously into driving, of course. What are the I always wonder this, because we always hear about warm bloods, and usually they're categorized in one lump, right? They're warm bloods, and they're, you know, we know that there's a lot of different breeds in the warm blood family. What sets them apart from like a Hanoverian or a Dutch warm blood? Do you see a difference there?
Technically, Oldenburg isn't a breed. It's a breed organization. they're all warm bloods. And what, you know, deciphers what we call Oldenburg is really geographical. So it's regional. So okay. You have Westphalian and Hanover and Danish and Dutch and Oldenburg. And, you know, you have all these different regions that, in, you know, ultimately breed warm bloods. So it's not technically a breed, but I understand where you're going with it. For me, Oldenburg, and I'm probably not the perfect person to ask this question of, but for me, Oldenburg is just a really open book. You know, in other words, they're not hell-bent on a specific type or a specific, you know, like they won't accept a jazz, you know, or something like that. And you can't say that about some of the other regions. You know, sometimes they're, you know, like we won't take a jazz sire, or we won't take, you know, something like that. So, you know, but I've, you know, Oldenburg, they've even accepted some PREs in the past here. So, you know, it's a very open book as long as the performance is there, the type is there. And there's, you know, obviously a 5-generation pedigree. So I just found it to be a really open, accepting book. And that's how I got started with it 20 years ago.
And I assume because of that, they come in all the colors.
They come in all the colors. Yep. Yeah. Not in my barn, but.
So what do you have? What colors are yours?
Well, everybody knows most of my horses are black, but it's, or at least dark brown, but that's only because 3 of my mares are homozygous. But I have a new chestnut mare and actually 2 new chestnut mares. So, you know, you'll start to see some chestnut coming out of my barn. The one thing I won't do is grace, and that's just a personal preference. I don't want to clean it. I don't want to, you know.
Jamie owns like 4 of them or 3 of them right now.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. And it's obviously nothing more simple than that is, you know, they're just difficult to keep clean. And for me too, I think they visually look a little bit slower in the arena because their color's so close to the footing. But it's, you know, it doesn't by any means, there's incredible gray horses out there, so.
And yeah. Size-wise, yours coming in that 16.5 to 17 range?
Yeah, I try to be between 16.1 and 17.1. I don't tend to go smaller or bigger. I my target really is 16.2 to 16.3. I just find that they're, you know, the gates and the size are big enough to make a presence in the arena, but not so big that they don't stay sound or you can't do, you know, 10-meter circle without, you know, being 6 years old. So, yeah, I just find that to be a nice, looks good on everybody kind of horse.
So I know different breeders have different ways of determining which stallions go with which mares. Do you have a secret sauce there or?
Well, I can't share that, but
I didn't think you were going to answer that question, actually.
But, you know, it's really just, I know, why not, right? It's really just getting to know your mares and being incredibly honest with what you have and, you know, and just doing your homework, you know, really seeing what foals are being produced and looking back several generations and things like that. And I, you know, I've been blessed to have really super mares who, you know, I have a couple you could breed to a goat and get something really nice. And so they kind of make me look good, you know, so all credit to them.
Do you have is there a trait that's on the negative side for an Oldenburg that people would consider a negative? Like health-wise, you know, or otherwise?
I couldn't say, like, you know, that it's across the board. But, you know, I think it's with any registry, you just have to really weed out the ones with, you know, known neck issues, I think, are a big one for me. I could care less about chips. I think those tend to happen. And it's just a function of, you know, you're never going to prove why they happened. Is it genetic? Is it, you know, environmental, those kind of things. So as long as it's not in the stifle, chips don't bother me too much, but neck and back and stifle, those have to be pretty sturdy. And, you know, like any registry, there's some known ones, you know, that kind of, you know, are the buzz in the clouds and you know, you just kind of keep watching it and don't touch it and see what happens. But again, I think Oldenburg does a really good job of producing a good horse and the jumpers too. You know, the jumpers are incredible as well. So I don't, you know, just target those comments to dressage.
So when a horse foals, when the baby pops out, what's the first thing you look for on the baby?
I obviously immediately am making sure that the umbilical is normal as far as not being too thick or thin or twisted, things like that. I want to see that they're breathing, that the eyes, you know, that they have 4 legs and 2 eyes and 2 ears, you know, it's kind of just an overall inventory. Beyond that, you really want to see that the foal has some energy and some desire to get up and is really, you know, kind of motivated to get to the milk bar. Once they're up, then you really start looking at the legs, any deviations, any softnesses or tensions. You know, sometimes they can be quite buckled up from tight tendons, especially the ones with long legs, things like that. As long as all those things are good, I'm pretty happy for the first 24 hours. And then we start looking at IgG and heart rate and lungs and things like that. And, you know, just make sure that they're able to grow up successfully. So, yeah, I really try to leave a lot of things to Mother Nature because it's been doing it right for a while.
Good point. We need to, that's our pull quote from today's show, Jamie.
Yeah.
So what's the biggest misconception people have about warm bloods in general or Oldenburg specifically? But I would say warm bloods in general.
Warm bloods in general, I think, you know, some people think that they're a little wild or crazy because, you know, maybe in this country especially, we're more used to quarter horses and breeds that have, you know, really generated from this country. Morgans are another one. And to some degree, that's true. I mean, we're asking these horses to, you know, hopefully someday go around a Grand Prix test without a whip. So they do have to have some goal, for sure. And they have to be a little bit cheeky and they have to be confident. I mean, look at these arenas we're putting them in with flags and flowers and even, you know, at Global, if anybody's seen some of our videos from last week, there was a piece of grass on the ground all the way around the arena, which my horses were like, oh my gosh, it's a pit of despair, you know, because they only see light and dark. And we don't have that up north. And then you've got all the VIP tables around and everybody's, you know, with their hats and their skirts and their plates and their glasses. And, you know, it's a big environment. So they have to be somewhat arrogant and confident as well as, you know, being forward. So, you know, I certainly think in the younger years, you could certainly say they have a bit more energy than the average American breed, like a quarter horse, for example. But at the same time, I find them to be, you know, incredibly deep in their heart and their desire to please a human. So it's, you know, once you form that relationship with them, for me, it's the best thing going.
So do you discourage, if somebody's getting their first horse, would you recommend an Oldenburg?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, that's good to know. I mean, sometimes we get a no on that question. So, and right, and some of them, it should be a no, right?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, again, it's such a breed, you know, it's such a big book. I mean, you can get Oldenburgs that are pants on fire and you can get Oldenburgs that are potatoes. So I wouldn't discourage anybody from Oldenburg or any other breed for that matter, but that the temperament and the amount of go matches what the rider's looking for. Yeah.
So I have one more question for you. I'll take this out if you don't want to answer it. And mm-hmm. But it's come up in the show for the last month, and that mm-hmm. is the price of horses right now. We all thought mm-hmm. that they would really drop way down like everything else has after COVID, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't seem to have. What do you attribute that to?
If anything, I think they've gone up.
Yeah, what do you attribute that to? Yeah, why?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, everything's gone up, right? I mean, the price of cars has gone up, you know, so, but it's because the cost of production has gone up. And
that only works if people are willing to pay for it, right? You're only selling it if somebody's willing to pay for it. And that does mean that the prices have gone up and people are still willing to pay for it. Otherwise, the prices would come down regardless of cost of production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also, you know, it's a big market. So I do think there's a percentage of the market that isn't willing to pay for it. But there's enough market left over that is willing to pay for it. And I think that's, you know, as markets in general tend to shrink up from both sides, you know, because it's the same on the breeder side. Like, we've lost a lot of breeders, not just Oldenburg, but warm bloods in general. We've lost a lot of breeders in the last 5 years to retirement. And they're just like, you know, the profit margins aren't there. I'm quitting. So those of us that have remained have kind of taken up, you know, that percentage of buyers. But I mean, our costs have gone up tremendously. I mean, before COVID, my hay was $175 a ton, and now it's $350 a ton. So my hay's doubled, my grain's doubled, my vet bills have doubled, my farrier bills have doubled, you know, and I don't blame them because their costs have doubled. So it's just this trickle down thing. And I'm probably one of the few people out there that's grateful for the tariffs, because it's the only thing that gives us somewhat of a level playing field with Europe. Because they're, you know, they're subsidized to some degree, and they're their costs have been kind of established as far as hay and grain goes, because it's such a small country. You know, I have to truck my hay 2,000 miles from Montana.
Right.
So, you know, I'm waiting for that price to go down, by the way, since fuel has gone down.
Yeah, we were waiting in Ocala for that,
we're
too.
We're waiting. Waiting.
I think we're going to wait a while for that one, actually.
I'm thinking so, too. And that's the thing, right? You know, it's like once prices go up, do they ever come down?
No.
People just start enjoying more profit.
You know, right? You were just talking about losing breeders. We just talked about Wednesday, the Hilltop Farm.
Hilltop's gone. Mo Swanson, you know, I can name a whole bunch of them that, you know, Mo used to produce 30 babies a year, and it's dwindled over the last 10. But, you know, that's a hole that has to be filled. And I don't know how much breeding Hilltop was doing as far as production of horses, but, you know, I'm not super familiar with that side of their business. But, you know, yeah, for sure, that's a big gap. You know, they hold the stallion test. I don't know who's going to take that over. You know, they were, you know, that was kind of I kind of knew it was coming, but it was kind of a shock once you finally read
Let's hope that 400 acres stays as a farm of some sort.
Not
it's another housing development.
Place. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, where can people find out more? Where can they see your horses?
Well, we've got a ton of social media presence with most of the bulk of things are under my personal name, Jen Vanover, for Facebook and Instagram. But we also have individual stallion pages on Facebook if one is of particular interest. And then Maplewood Warmbloods has its own Facebook page as well, because they only allow 5,000 friends.
Yeah.
So my personal page is full, but you can always follow us on Maplewood Warmbloods as well. And then, of course, email and the website. I really work hard to try to keep updated. So you can go to MaplewoodWarmbloods.com and see what horses we have and what's going on, news, scoring, those kind of things. I always try to do a good job and keep everything up to date.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today for our Breeds of the Alphabet. Thank you, Jen, and have a great day down there in Wellington.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You can enjoy your favorite equine videos all in one place with Ride TV, the ultimate equine streaming platform. The newly relaunched Ride TV has all the series you love, like Mini Horses and Ridiculous Ranches, plus top-tier training videos and event footage from Horse and Rider On Demand and BarrelRacing.com. Live the action, learn from the pros, love the stories. Subscribe to Ride TV today for only $19.99 to see where your ride takes you. Visit RideTVGo.tv to subscribe.
It is almost time for Really Bad Ads, but first, before we do that, Jamie, we have to go over the names that the auditors came up with for your new horse. You want to hear some of them?
Oh, goodness. Okay, let's see. See what we got.
Well, the first one is, if it's not Spirit, don't talk to me ever again, Jamie.
I said that is the one I saw because she tagged me in it, and I was like, I laughed out loud. I was like, if it's not Spirit, don't talk to me. Like, I can hear her. I don't know her, but I can hear her say that.
It's kind of the right color. Gunther. I don't know where that came from.
Well, Gunther is the guy in the coffee shop in Friends.
But I don't know.
I don't know why
relates.
I know
yeah,
that.
I don't
that
know
just,
either.
Just kicks in.
That was out of left field. Fred Astaire or Twinkle Toes, since he comes from a long line of dancing horses. Dare you to call him Twinkle Toes.
I think Chad would love that one.
Jubilee. Baker for Bakersfield.
Okay,
that makes sense.
I think I would like to lean just the blanket statement. I would like to leave his past in the past. I think you guys, after hearing this for weeks, know why. I'm good.
None of my suggestions were accepted. So Shiloh. He said he looks like a Shiloh.
Okay.
Mr. Dusty. I wonder how many buckskins are called Mr. Dusty. Tesoro, Spanish for treasure. Tesoro.
Okay. I like
it. Yeah, that's kind of good. Dice game.
Yeah, that's fairly accurate.
You could just call him Dice. Benito, kind of like that too. Since he's from California, he could be called Eureka.
Okay.
Here was a suggestion that he should be named Glenn. And I think that was out of the video from last week.
Remember Craigslist Carl?
Yes.
His name was actually Kyle when we bought him.
Oh, that's
but
right.
Larissa's husband is named Kyle. And Chad was like, I am not going to have you say you're going out to ride Kyle. I would
say
it would double. If I'm heading out to ride Glenn. Okay. I really had to whip him today. I mean, he was so rough.
Just, moving on. Gambler. Kind of like that name.
That's a fairly accurate name as well.
Oh, this one is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Traveler. Again, a reminder.
Yeah.
Fernando. Oh, no, I love the next one. His full name would be Where is Waldo? And you'd call him Waldo. Okay, that one fits the best, I would say. Where is Waldo?
Oh, thank perfect. God he's in my barn. I found him.
Jubal. I don't know where Jubal, the only Jubal I know is on FBI, the show FBI, Jubal
okay,
Valentine.
Just, so that name has come up a few times because his registered name is Jubiloso.
Oh.
So Jubal is, there is a radio show here in Oklahoma. I think it's based in Oklahoma City and it's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And it is, I want to punch that guy so hard in the mouth every time I hear him that I'm like, I can't do it. It's got to just way off the, because I mean, like, I don't know that guy, but I know that guy. Like, I worked with that guy several times. Sorry, didn't mean to slam on somebody's radio show. I'm sure he's very nice. It's just me. It's not you, it's me.
Anyway, there was the suggestions from the auditors. Yeah.
Okay. I did get a text from Rachel. She's like, there are a lot of options, but my favorite is Bill. Because what could be better than having a Craigslist Carl and a Bakersfield Bill?
Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect, Rachel. That's a great name.
Is it?
Yes.
We'll see.
Yes.
We'll see.
You know, perfect.
I'm going to, you know, I a lot of times feel like I do let other people name my horses. Like Lucas names everything. Glenn's named a couple of them. Chad names them. This one's mine. I get to name one.
All right. Before we get to really bad ads.
Was that overly aggressive? I'm very tired. I want you guys yes. to remember that
She's
I haven't
4 hours
slept.
Of sleep. We have prizes on really bad ads this month. And one of the prizes you heard us talk about last week was from Watercolor Western. And Florel is the person who runs that and does all the art. And I had a chance to catch up with her at the trade show and did a short. This is like a 2.5-minute interview. Did a short interview about what she does. And I thought I'd play it now, seeing she's kind enough to donate a prize this month. Well, one of the things that I always like to look for is unique art when we're at this event. And I found some unique art, and it's called Watercolor Western. We had an artist on the show just before Christmas that did painted saddles. Actually took the saddles and painted them. And you paint saddles, but in a different way. So tell us about your art.
Yes, I do paint saddles and cowboy boots, but I put a little bit of a feminine twist on them. So I take inspiration from textiles and floral patterns. And my most popular saddle is the blue saddle, which was inspired by the ginger jar lamps that my grandmother had.
Or think old style wallpaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wallpaper. Yeah. That's a great example of a lot of the prints that I use on the saddles. So my goal with those is just to add.
Now, to be clear, you're making prints, not painting on saddles. I wanted to make that clear.
Yeah,
I brought that up.
So
these are prints you hang on your wall.
Yes. So this is, I make everything watercolor. So it's all 2D art. I sketch everything myself.
I stopped here because it's so unique. I've never seen anything like
Thank
this
you.
Before. It really stands out.
Thank you so much. Yeah. So I start with a sketch and then I paint everything by hand and then I have them printed at a local print shop in Missouri. So I kind of do everything by hand myself. And I am.
And you're Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
My co-host is in Norman, right down the road from you.
Yeah. I'm based out of Oklahoma City. So it's.
Is your storage shelter also the pantry like hers is?
No, it's in my garage. It's really sketchy, like in like a sliding door in my garage.
That's why she wouldn't do it. That's why she had the pantry built.
Yeah.
She figured if I'm going to be stuck in there, I could at least have food.
I know. Yeah. That's a great, that is
no
a
spiders.
Great point. So true. So true.
It's absolutely beautiful. Now, you also take the prints and make them into cards and other things, right?
Yes. So I have cards, stickers, like vinyl stickers for your water bottles and cars, and then ornaments, which are new this year, and then keychains.
Where can people find it?
So you can find me on Instagram at Watercolor Western. You can also find me on my website, which is watercolorwestern.com. Now, those are more just like my personal connection with my followers and my collectors. I don't have a wholesale website up and running yet, but you can contact me because, like I said, it's just a one-woman show. But yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I think it is a unique space to be like in a feminine, elegant way of representing something so rugged and utilitarian like saddles. So that is kind of where I want to be.
And I see English saddles here as well. It's not just Western.
Yes. So I do English and Western. The Western is just kind of, I have more Western saddles available right now.
Oklahoma City. Yeah.
Yes. So I do plan on adding more and more English. I want to play around with like bits and horseshoes and stuff like that as well. I just haven't gotten there yet. So.
Very good. Well, yes. Congratulations on being here. I hope you sell a lot and get into a lot of stores out there. And we'll definitely send people to the website. Give it again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What's the website again?
Oh, I'm sorry. The website is watercolorwestern.com.
He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, but tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when we just share ads from Craigslist or Facebook and have a little bit of fun with them. And you just heard Watercolor Western. She donated a $250 gift pack. And that includes prints and a card pack and a sticker pack, like three different prints. So, I mean, you're getting a whole package there of art from her. Put it around your house, give it as gifts, whatever you want to do. And she does. It's watercolorwestern.com. And she has a coupon code for our listeners, HRN. For 20% off for the month of February on your entire order. So that's ending soon. So you're going to want to get your orders in the next couple of days, depending on when you're listening to this, because February's a short one. Remember, can you believe we're almost at the end of February?
No, it's crazy.
And then we have another donation from Grace and Grit, a $100 gift card for one of her fantastic hats.
They're so cute.
Aren't they cute?
So practical. They're baseball caps with like these ear flaps that fold down. So you can have your baseball cap on, ponytail through the cap, and then your ears are warm.
Yep. God, and they fold up and they snap up at the top and they're really adorable. She has all their colors and they're stylish. This is not an Elmer Fudd hat that you get at Tractor Supply. So they're very stylish. And she also has a coupon code HRN, gets you 10% off your next hat that you buy there. So HRN for both of them. That's graceandgrit.com. Put links to these in the show notes. All right, let's do some really bad ads. And I think we have a lot of also submitteds we're not going to get to today. And they are Danielle, Cynthia, Caitlin, Adrian, Alyssa, Christy, Beth, Patty, and Stephanie. Thank you for submitting. You're all entered into the drawings. We just don't have time to get to all of them. And you're first up. One you submitted, I think.
I found this one because, I mean, what better treasure trove of bad ads is Horses for Sale in Oklahoma page. Now, there are a variety of horse for sale pages. There are 500 and less, 1,000 and less, whatever. But this one is just horses for sale in Oklahoma. No price necessary. So here is the title of this ad. Need 'em gone. That's a great start. just get the horse the hell out of here. About 4 to 5 grade gelding, selling as Greenbroke. He hasn't bucked in a while, but he has like a little bit in the past. I rode him last week with about a month off and he did good. No buck. Even went on a trail ride with no one, with me. Wrong words. About 14.2. Dad is registered, but don't remember what previous owner said the name was. I just remember his dad was cowbred. I should have done this in all Oklahoma. What was I thinking?
You're tired.
I know. Been a handful of play days, and he's really sweet and in your pocket type of horse. He's just a tad bit skittish, but not crazy. 2K.
There you go. He bucks and he's skittish, but no, he's not crazy. You're fine.
I don't know who the hell he's bred by. That is registered, but I don't remember what they said when I bought the horse. I don't know.
I think the first line really sells me when I'm looking at a product to buy. Need him gone. That really makes me want to read the rest of the ad and go buy the horse.
Oh, that sounds like a fun one.
This person did not go to sales school, that's for sure.
No.
Nor was it written by AI, so there's that.
That is a win.
Aaron sent this one in. Everything horse in Vermont. Yankee Rose, a 16-1 hand OTTB mare known as Doodle, is presented for consideration.
Oh, God.
With exceptional conformation and a great personality, she is offered as a brood mare. This athletic mare requires a specific rider due to her athleticism. We feel she would be a great brood mare. I mean, look at her. She's beautiful. The punctuation's all messed up in this, too. Exhibits strong maternal instincts, has turned out with yearlings, makes her a prospect for being a mom.
Okay, no, it doesn't! Let's read between the lines.
Yes.
Here. She's so pretty, but she'll kill you. Mm. Like, this athletic mare requires a specific rider due to her athleticism. What, like a bronc buster? Like, come on, cowboys. Oh, my gosh. Here's what we do. If we can't ride, we breed. Great idea.
That's happened so many times in these ads. And I thought it was an AI ad because of the first sentence is presented for consideration. Who the heck says that? But then when we got to the athleticism part, AI and then changed it.
I don't think they do punctuation like that.
No, AI would have got the punctuation right too. It's just, who says that? Presented for consideration. I don't know.
Exhibits strong maternal instincts. That means she's a possessive.
Yes. It's probably a chestnut mare. Saying, don't come at me. Send your hate mail to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com.
It's like, what is geld that? What we had to say, like, spay that.
Yes.
We can't. Okay. So Marta sent the next one in, and this is from Saskatchewan, Canada. Fantastic. I love Canadians. Okay. Western Canada horse trailers and something else Facebook page. Cuts off. Project horse trailer, 4-horse, straight load, gooseneck, 2 new tires and 1 new axle. Can currently be hauled, but has no lights and the jack is broken. How the hell are you going to haul it?
Not only that, it has 2 new tires, but this is a 4-tire trailer. And the other 2 tires are just completely missing. There's no tires there.
See, I can't see. The picture's so small.
I made it bigger. I looked at it. There's no tires on the front. It's just back tires. There are 2 tires missing, which probably means the axle is broke.
Wait, is that an axle on the ground
next to the trailer? Yes, that's the axle on the ground next to the trailer. And can you please tell us what color this is? It's unique. It's the first one we've ever had this color.
It's grayish.
It's kind of a baby blue, greenish.
Grayish, brownish.
It's an interesting color. But let me tell you what, you're going to need more than 2 tires.
How can you say it can't currently be hauled? Oh, I know how you can haul it. You put it on a trailer.
Yes.
Avi.
Yeah. There was no price either on this one, so I'm expecting it to be $10 because that's about what it should be. Veronica sent this one in. It's a 2-year-old colt horse, $1,800. And it's a picture of a cute 2-year-old colt horse with an enormous Western saddle. He is a 2-year-old... No punctuation.
You did it to yourself!
I should have given this one to you. I always give you the hard ones. He is a 2-year-old colt horse, so he likes lots of attention, but he is really great. He would be a really great roping horse because he is short but powerful, and his dad was a red quarter horse, and his mom was a paint Pasifino. I have ridden him, so if you know how about horses, but if you are not familiar with skittish horse, not so much.
Oh my God. Okay. So to me, the 2-year-old colt horse is like, it was like, how teenagers, they get those 4-H animals and they have to like grow up with them and then they have to sell them at the end of the season. That's what this is. Okay. You guys, he's like a 2-year-old colt. So he like lots of attention, but he's like really great. And he would like be a really great rubby horse because he's like short, but powerful. And his dad was like a red quarter horse and his mom was a Pasifino. And I have ridden him. And so if you know about horses, but if you are not familiar, like with skittish horse, so not so much. Okay.
There were way too many U's in there.
There's a lot of extra words.
$1,800 for best offer, by the way. So,
by the way, this is the second spelling of skittish that we've had, and neither were correct.
Yeah, we have a theme going today. Really skittish horses. Really skittish.
Skittish. Whatever. Katie sent the next one in, and this is from somebody's own personal Facebook page. I will leave her name out of it. Anyone looking to add a real pain in the ass to your herd, casually exploring selling this little beep to a great home? Not that he really deserves it. Elvis is 10 and intact. I've had him since he was on his dam. My mom thought it would be funny to put him on a trailer here from California without telling me a few years ago. And he has been wreaking havoc at my place since. Can we all say it together? Like, this is me talking here. Get it! What are you doing?
She's had it for 10 years and didn't think of that.
On a serious note, this is the friendliest little beep you'll find. He loves attention, loves people, might stomp your dog though. Could be a companion for your horse as long as it's equal parts a-hole and won't tolerate being bullied by pint-sized devil with little man syndrome.
He is tiny too. He's a tiny little mini donkey.
I did not understand that this was a donkey.
It's a tiny little mini donkey.
It's a mini donkey.
Your dog is bigger than that donkey.
I really do love Elvis, but he wants more attention than he receives here. Leads stand tied, would probably jump in the back of your car if you ask, might be willing to just let him have a long-term spend the night party at a friend's house if interested.
I want him for a companion for Scooter. These two would be a chuckle to watch together.
But make sure that Scooter won't be tolerate being bullied. Okay, I kind of want, like, I would yell that thing and just keep him in my house. He's so cute. And by the way, I realized that doing this really bad ads, we don't do this for people listening. We do this to entertain each other. Yes,
Oh, she wrote a comment under this ad.
Oh, there's a comment.
Yeah, would you read it? Elvis is going to have an extended spend the night party at a friend's place for a while. If anything changes, I will let everyone know. I am shocked there's been so many people interested in this pint-sized a-hole.
By the way, nothing was beeped or blurred. Like, we did it ourselves.
Yes. Well, there you go. He looks cute. I'm interested in the
pint-sized a-hole.
Wendell sent this one in. We got some new names this week, so congratulations. Thank you.
Yeah.
Miniature ponies, cute and cart trained. $3,000 in Savannah, Missouri. It's the names here that make me mad. Smiling Jack and Skunk Tail will be great for your backyard, petting zoo, or little kid riding lessons. Thanks for looking. Skunk Tail. Smiling Jack and Skunk Tail. And describe the picture, Jamie.
Can I just tell you that I think I found the name of my new horse?
Skunk Tail.
Skunk Tail. They are two little sell-well looking ponies.
Yeah,
like one
very
white,
fat.
One black. Very fat. Standing on grass. I'm sure if you turn them sideways, you could detect the laminitis.
Do you know when you take a picture using your telephoto lens on your phone, how and you going a really long way away, how fuzzy it gets?
Yeah, so these horses were probably 7 miles back, yes. And they just kept zooming, and then they get this
Why
blurry...
did they have to take the picture from 7 miles back, Jamie?
Because you can't catch them, Glenn. Yeah, that would be my guess.
That'd be an accurate assessment, I think.
Oh, good. That's so good. Teresa sent this one in. Female pony, $1,400 in Lebanon, Ohio. I'm loving all the Craigslist ads today. This is fantastic. I have a female buckskin. Oh, ain't no punctuation in this. I have a female buckskin pony. She will be two in April. She has been being worked on something with, like,
so bad. This is the worst ad ever.
It hurts. My eyes.
This is the worst ad we've had in 15 years.
What's so crazy is, like, reading something terribly has to be so painful to listen to. And people, like, you guys keep coming back.
We're
to
not
this
making
crap,
this up.
So we don't make it up.
You can ask Teresa. She sent it in.
It makes me feel really stupid reading this. Okay. Worked on with on something's like touching her, brushing her, walking her on lead rope to jying her up. She is great pony. We thought she would have got bigger is why we got her, but we can't use her for anything. All our kids are grown up. It says that we could ride her full grown, but in my opinion, she's too small.
Unfortunately, don't we don't have a picture of this, Jim. Oh my God, Teresa, that was one of the worst written ads we've had. It's just, there were a lot of words that didn't make any sense together.
They don't go together. No. That they don't think that goes there.
No, if I, you know, I would have guessed it had been translated from a foreign language, but apparently not. It was in Lebanon, Ohio. So,
I mean, seriously, but you know, and one of my favorite movies, The Princess Bride, where he's like, I do not think that means what you think that means. That is how I felt reading. I'm like, I don't think that word means goes where you think it goes.
One last one. This is sent in by Faye. This is quality horses in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia.
Oh, God. And, oh, God. The first line.
That's all it is. There's really only three lines. And it's the first line that says it all. It's an 11-year-old with one ball. That's it. Used for trails and everyday riding, would make a great barrel horse. I don't know how, if they didn't do barrels with it, but has one ball. Do you need to castrate them if they have one ball?
Yes, and it's very expensive.
We learned that last week. Do they charge double if they only have one? You think it'd be the other way.
You would think, yeah. But it turns out, no, it's a lot more expensive. So good luck selling your horse with one ball. Now, just to finish up really bad ads today, I got sent this.
By the way, there'll be no post show today because I have an obligation I have to get to. So
this is the post show right here.
This whole show has been a post show.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. You know what? If you don't want to hear this, I would turn it off. Okay. Like, this is a
adults
post show.
Only for the next ad.
Because it's just that weird. Okay. Here's the ad. Seeking, and this is on Craigslist. And again,
Did you find this one?
No, somebody sent it to me. Because it's in Norman, Oklahoma, and it frightens me. Seeking an instant wife of sorts. First, let me state to you that this is no punctuation. This very Oklahoma. First, let me state to you that this posting is extremely real and I'm very serious for what I'm looking for. I really am looking for a woman who wants to move in. After getting to know me a little bit and me getting to know her a little bit and living like husband and wife, I'm just not legally married. But if we get married within a year or so, that would be great. If not, we can live with that. You got to be single. You can't smoke or use marijuana in any way. No children, no pets. I do really live in Oklahoma, so you're going to have to make the trek up to move in with me. I'm also looking for a woman who's more on the submissive side or very submissive side, one of the two. If you want to take the robe or the lead in this relationship, we ain't going to work out. I'm a dominant man.
Oh, my God.
Again, this is shockingly close to my house. When you text me, I really need you to send me three photographs of yourself. I also need to know your first name and your age. If you're under the age of 21, as long as you're not under the age of 18, that's okay. So he has standards.
he's 55. He didn't mention that, did he?
Hey, Patty, I think this is actually really close to your house. Hey, that's my neighbor who listens to this show. Patty should be scared. I can work with that if he's over the age of 18.
I'm sure he can.
I really prefer a woman who is over the age of 30, but under the age of 45. I'm 51 years old, just to let you know.
Oh, my God. I was right.
I will, of course.
His minimum or his maximum age was 22?
No, he's 51, but he'll take somebody between 18 and 21 if you want to move in with him.
That's what I mean. His maximum age is 21.
Well, he said he will take somebody, but you got to be under the age of 45 no matter what.
Oh, okay. Which is, all right.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, he's not that creepy, Glenn. God. I am 51 years old. And just to let you know, I will, of course. You will, of course, what?
What?
Reply back and ask you. Oh, so the next sentence, obviously. Duh. Reply back and ask you some questions. And, of course, I will share what I looked like.
Looked like? Yet it's 30 years ago.
I'll show you what I used to look like. I will share what I looked like within the first 5 or 6 text messages.
Oh, my God.
Please, only reach out if you're serious and you are going to be coming to move in with me. If you don't like how I look, you're welcome to tell me this. I ain't going to hold it against you. I'm very blunt and straight and to the point, and I don't beat around the bush. I'm also a jack of all trades. I live way out in the country.
I bet he does.
In a very tiny place with my 3 little dogs. It's more like a cabin or a cottage.
I bet it is. And we really need to call the police to go check his basement.
Okay. So I would like to read some of the comments.
Oh, I bet they're good.
This one says, that sounds like the world. That sounds like the world's laziest serial killer.
Yeah, you come to me. I'm not even going to go out and stalk you. I don't have time for that.
Diane says the number one.
You know what's
the number one rule he forgot to mention is that she can never go in the basement.
See, then that what I said, check the basement.
Sammy says, well, that's a Dateline episode.
Yeah, yes.
Kevin says, this is how you end up in a freezer.
We all had the same thought.
Jesse says, it's sad because they're so lonely, but weird because why can't you be social enough to not be murdery? Katie says, grossly, this is actually more common than you think. This is why we would choose the bear. You ever hear that? Yes. Would woman choose to be in the woods with a man or a bear? And like everybody said bear. This is why we choose bear. Kim says, it puts the lotion on the skin.
Oh, God.
One lady said, I'm booking
Hannibal Lecter reference there.
One lady said, I'm booking my flight right now. Stephanie said, and she was never heard from again. See, we can do a murder podcast and get all the ratings, Glenn.
We could do the murder bad ads podcast. We could just do bad serial killer ads.
Elaine says, it really says something that the most surprising part of this to me is that he would prefer a woman over 30. All right. And finally, somebody put a bunch of musical notes. Alexandra is like a lot of musical notes. And it says, dumb ways to die. Okay. Thank you. Good night. That was your post show. This is, if you're not an auditor, this is the kind of crap you miss in the post show.
Do you know how many people probably message him sadly?
I didn't even read to all the people that were trying to somebody message him so we can get pictures. We want pictures. Everybody was trying, and he left his phone number on there, and they're like, this is going to be like shooting fish in barrel. I'm going to find this guy. But then I just got spooked when I saw how, you know, like I said,
how close the location,
yeah. I'm in the circle on the Craigslist ad, and Patty, you are also in the circle, and Pamela, you might be in the circle too. It's all of us. All of us girls right around here. This guy could be my
calling the sheriff
neighbor.
Myself. I'm just asking for a wellness check. Or, you know, that swatting, you know what swatting is?
No.
When somebody calls in, this is very bad. When somebody calls in to a celebrity and says they're holding a hostage and that SWAT actually shows up at their house.
So we should do that.
We should legitimately do it for this guy.
His number's on there, you guys. Just text him a photo of you within the first 3 to 4 texts, and he will, in the next 5 to 6, text you a picture of what he looks like.
I'm just glad he doesn't know how to listen to a podcast. That's what I'm glad about.
He might be. He might be listening right now. If that's you, please, please give me a call. I have to know what you look like.
Don't do it.
Don't call me. Like, don't show up here.
Don't challenge him.
Facebook me.
I wish him the best of luck. We wish you the
good
best
Lord.
Of luck.
He's just looking for love, Glenn.
That's it.
Or roommate.
I'm sure it's all upbeat and legitimate. I'm sure it's fine. It's all fine.
We choose the bear. I choose the bear.
And on that note, to end our show. Now I always had a picture of him in his cabin in my mind. I'm just going to end it with it's National Strawberry Day, and it's also National Koala Day. Or Kahlua Day. I'm sorry, not koalas. Kahluas. Different
that
beast.
That is a whole different thing.
I don't like Kahlua. Do you like Kahlua? I'm not going to be. I love strawberries, not Kahlua.
Combining the two sounds awesome.
Well, you can do that this weekend, and you'll be right in style.
With my new pony, I'm going to go play with my new pony. Love you, bye.
We expect pictures after you clean him up and bathe him, okay?
Oh, I got to give to Sucker back. He is, like, legit.